whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Welcome to spring. This is it. You've got 3 months to get in shape so you can fit into your summer swimsuit. Time to get down to business and start really pumping iron and working out in the gym. Starting next week.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There is new gun control announced in New Zealand in response to a mass shooting at two mosques last Friday. 50 people died.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing a ban on what she called military-style semi-automatic weapons and that a registry of firearms will follow.
It's in the national interest and it's about safety.
The Prime Minister saying she's confident her plan has widespread support.
Fox's Simon Owen. A woman in Arizona, Michelle Hobson, is in jail accused of abusing 7 adopted children she forced to perform in YouTube videos with millions of views.
Her biological sons were arrested for failing to report the abuse. Her biological daughter is the one who tipped off police about it. When law enforcement got to her house, 6 kids were malnourished. One was in a closet. They would allegedly suffer abuse by being pepper sprayed, held underwater, forced to hold their hands over their head while standing, pinched to the point of bleeding.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. This is Fox News.
When you get up in the morning, you've got to be in a good mood. How are you feeling today, Greg Budell?
I feel good.
Jay Scott, how are you? Emily Hayes, what kind of mood are you in?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, is everything all right?
All right.
All right. And Rich Thomas, what's going on with you?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Well, it seems as though everyone's in a good mood. You guys mind giving me a taste of whatever it is you had this morning?
How about new?
You'd do it for Randolph Scott. Stand by for 3 men and a lady.
It's a couple minutes past 8 o'clock this hour. We have Capital City Classic tickets to give away and a $10 Seafood Show gift card with the conundrum. Don't, because I've got a good one picked out. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. Forecast from Rich
Thomas. Double here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
So many times I've heard from people, why does it have to rain on the weekend? But when, you know, and it seems like it works out that way a lot. But when it works out the other way, and the weather's perfect, I love telling you about it. Mostly sunny today on this Thursday with a high around 69. Brisk northwesterly winds at 10 to 20 today. Mostly clear, chilly tonight down to 41. But tomorrow, Friday, things really start to turn around as far as the temperatures. We get up to about 71 tomorrow, sunshine. Very nice. Up to about 74 on Saturday and 77, I think, on Sunday. A perfect weekend for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. And when it lines up that way, well, timing is everything. Thing, you know, and then we're talking about showers and thunderstorms returning probably Monday with this storm system coming in. Will that be a severe weather storm system? Well, we don't know, but 'tis the season where every system that comes in is suspect, so we'll be watching it. Right now, this morning, brisk northwesterly winds at 13, some scattered clouds out there. Temperature is 49 at 8:05, and we always say, let's talk to you about our friends. We use the word friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. And I consider them, they really are our friends. And not only have we been loyal customers, some of us more than others over the years, They take good care of us, and they'll take good care of you. You don't have to be a friend of Donnie Turner or Brandon Turner or any of the folks that work over there at Montgomery Paint and Body, because they're going to take care of you like they take care of us. And it's their thoroughness and their attention to detail that we most respect. And they're straight shooters. And ask anybody in the insurance business, when you mention Montgomery Paint and Body, the insurance folks go, "Oh, sure, absolutely. That's bring it to them. They're going to take good care of you." And then, not only are they looking at the hidden the damage you're seeing, they're looking for the hidden damage that you're not seeing. And they take care of that. They don't cut corners. They could easily do that, but they don't. Some other places might do that, but they don't. When you get your car back, and you get you look at a car that has been detailed because it looks like it came off the showroom floor, give them a call, 27 Wreck with a W. They're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Here's something for chit-chat, because some states are considering legislation that would unbelievably lower the voting age to 16.
16?
No. Now there's an article
OMG.
That kind of supports the theory being against that you're really not an adult until you hit your 30s.
Well, you can't be president unless you're 35, right?
This is true. The study that was done in Britain said that young adults today rely on their parents more and wait longer to start families. Mm-hmm. But the researchers' main point is we've always had a flawed idea of what an adult is. They say it's very gradual. You're not automatically an adult when you hit 18 or 21. You're just allowed to do certain things at those ages, or even 31. Doctors study the brain and nervous system now. They were developing well into our 20s. So the average person hits real adulthood somewhere in their 30s, but it's...
What do you say to people who say, you know, 18-year-olds can go to war, they should be able to vote and drink if they're...
If they're serving our country, yes. 18 is fine. Yeah. Otherwise, no.
Yeah. I'm telling...
But lowering it to 16, are you kidding?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine some of the kooks we would elect?
Take a look at what we already have. Hey. What else do you need to know? Smoking Otis.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, this call is kind of for Mr. Thomas over there.
Hi. What's up?
Look, Rich Bud, man, you called in discourse at my house.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. You are on the radio for the last couple of days saying that tomorrow is going to be 71 degrees.
Right.
Your app says 69 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, I know it's 2 degrees here, but my wife would argue with me about 1 degree.
Well, I go a little bit more optimistic than the models, some of the models. Yep.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that my wife hangs by your weather app.
Well, I appreciate
that. 4 or 5
that.
Times a day.
Yeah.
And if it's a degree off there as opposed to what you say
to what I'm saying on the radio. Okay, well, all right. Sometimes I fudge the forecast just a little bit and put a little gut feeling into it as well. But tell her thank you. I appreciate it.
I understand that, brother. I just wanted to kind of pick at you a little bit.
All right, man.
Y'all have a great morning
thank
up
you.
There. Yes, sir.
Did you see the picture I posted with Briscoe? Did Bailey get one of those in her bark box?
You know, that's not in our bark box, no.
Our guys got a martini glass.
No, that's not in our bark box. Why? Do they think your dogs are alcoholic? Is it?
I checked that box on the application. And then I had a bark box arrive here yesterday. I don't even know what's in that.
No,
so you had two bark boxes. So that was you had two of them?
I shouldn't be getting two of them. I don't know why that's happening. I got to call and find out.
The bark box we got this time was the Spy Who Licked Me. And
yeah, that's it.
That's it.
But that's what we got in the Spy That Licked Me.
Yeah.
It's.
I didn't.
But that Briscoe has his hand over a martini glass with two olives.
We didn't get that, baby.
Olives with eyeballs.
We did not.
What did you get? What did you get for a toy?
Well, I remember the treats had interesting names. Gosh, can you remember them?
Not on the top.
The ones about a cow. Right now I'm drawing a blank.
They're so clever.
Yeah, yeah. BarkBox Day is the best day.
They're as much fun for adults and dog owners as they are for the dogs themselves. It is 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We made a couple of deals with Jack Ingram Singer's Used Cars this week, and one of them we know. Here's the thing. When a car is past warranty, as one of the two was, who do you have lined up to take care of service needs? And that's just a no-brainer for us. We got Don Duncan. We don't have to worry about it. So when the car is ready for service, Don Duncan will take great good care of it. And that's what you want. People that have the experience and wisdom and the certified technicians to get under the hood, do spot-on diagnostics, and make whatever repairs are necessary. Of course, you can avoid that just by getting your car in for regular service. Because they have a great skill at spotting trouble before it gets too advanced and becomes a major issue. When they do a rolling inspection, when they rotate tires, you should watch them. It's amazing what they can see that we just would never notice, because they do that in pairs. Two guys roll the tire, and it's amazing what they spot. They plug the hole so you don't have all these little time bombs sitting in your wheels before you head out on the highway. And, of course, they can, if you need new tires, and eventually everybody does, get them at Don Duncan, because they get your true wholesale price on whatever brand you want. If you're shopping by price, shop with them, because they have nothing but quality tires. But if there's a particular brand that you believe in, you'll get it at a wholesale price and a quote that includes installation. Don Duncan with three locations to serve you. Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Going to the top of the 11th now.
Top of the 11th inning in Japan on game 2 of opening week between the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland Athletics.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Special Education Advisory Panel met yesterday in Elmore County. The panel discussed ways to help students with disabilities transition into secondary education and the workforce. A pair of suspected drug dealers are facing multiple charges after police raid a mobile home. Police say 34-year-old Timothy Brown and 36-year-old Inez Woods were arrested during that raid. They tell us this happened early Tuesday morning at a mobile home in the 800 block of Utah Street in Selmont. And the Wellness Coalition of Montgomery is celebrating 20 years of service. To mark the occasion, the nonprofit will launch new programs to help residents in Montgomery, Lowndes, and Macon counties get better access to health care services. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 8 o'clock rush hour, and we see a lot of traffic on the boulevard. Things are pretty much back to normal, though. It's slowdowns only at the traffic lights. The interstates are rolling along just fine, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s. Police are still working the accident. It is now an accident with injury over I-85 on Maxwell Boulevard, so be careful in that area and look out for the emergency responders. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value, value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Rotten Bracket Picker.
Mr. Rotten Bracket Picker.
Yes, your brackets are so ridiculous, you might as well have filled the whole thing out in crayon and mailed it to the Easter Bunny.
Total waste of time, yeah.
Yes, there's a good chance that some of the teams you picked don't even own their own uniforms.
Not a chance in hell now.
We haven't seen this many losers since NBC rounded up a bunch of overweight contestants and started a reality show.
Shooting from the cheap seats.
So go ahead, keep filling out those brackets with all the carefully conceived wisdom of a Charlie Sheen webcast. Because after all, Sweet 16 doesn't just refer to basketball. It also refers to the number of brain cells you used when filling out your brackets.
Mr. Rotten Bracket Picker.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is Conundrum Time. We have tickets for the Capital City Classic.
That is correct.
And the date on that is...
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
All
right. Baseball. And we're going to add a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to that prize package.
And a meet and greet for Ichiro. He's going to be at the game.
In Montgomery.
Yes, except we're going to call him Eat Jerome. And the game's still going on, by the way, in Japan.
That's right.
As the Seattle Mariners and Oakland are tied at 4. All right, our conundrum today, 1 in 5 guys will not date a woman if she does this.
Okay.
1 in 5 guys will not date a woman if she does this.
Give him lip.
Punched in the arm.
I'm sorry. I'm already regretting that answer. Give him any sass talk.
Shrinkage going on all over the studio.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
What do you think that might be? What could this activity on the part of a femali be if...
Can I just say something? As the only female in this room?
Sure. Sure.
Because Bailey can't.
Yeah.
It really frosts my pajamas when men call women females. There's someone in this building that every time he has something to say about a lady or women in general says, females think this and females only want to get married for this reason, and females, and it's always negative. So I can tell you right now, nothing ticks me off more than to hear female used as a negative.
Was that great Kenny Rogers song? Female.
Female. Nothing more than female.
It's a little aggressive.
Drama. Drama.
That just, it fires me up so much. Females. And, you know, just a female just wants this and a female just wants that. Go.
All right. Ignorant. So let me rephrase this. One in five guys will drop the if she does this.
She.
Isn't Sam or?
She.
Okay.
Does this. What is this activity? What is this crime she commits that can end the relationship before it gets started? 272-9228. While Jay is queuing up calls, let's visit with the one person that everybody loves. We can all agree brings sunshine and brightness to every day.
Well, thank you for those words of praise. I appreciate it. We're fixing to unload a truckload as soon as it shows up this morning. My special deal mattress is a 249 queen mattress, 299 kings, which is perfect because we sold out yesterday just about. We got two or three left from the last two truckloads. So come see us. We'll have them back on the floor today if you're looking for a great deal on a... These are, you know, 10, 12, 14-inch thick mattresses. Some of them have latex in them. Some of them have memory foam in them. Some of them are... just really good mattresses, so they're a great deal, but we also still have a few servers left on closeout at tremendous prices. The Restonic Property Brothers products, some Jameson products, all sorts of great mattresses. We've put a few new models on the floor already that the customers are really liking. We've got a 349 queen set that has become extremely popular, so... but if you're looking for the premium products, we've got a lot of really super nice products. Some of the Jameson that we have on sale normally sell for, you know, $1,600 to $1,800. We've got them down under $1,000 now. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen. In Millbrook, we're right across from the Dollar General almost. Well, how can you be right across almost? So, on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate. And we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. I also have a bunch of headboards and beds on sale. And, oh, by the way, I'm moving out of a warehouse. I have lots and lots of pallets. If anybody wants some pallet wood, call me. I'll tell you where it's at, and you're welcome to go get them.
Oh, free? Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you know, wood pallets.
Wood pallets, gotcha.
Yeah, there's people who do a lot of stuff with that, but there's a lot of really good wood on it if you have the time to pull them apart.
How do they sleep at night?
The pallets, now, some people like the ones that have the nails sticking out on them.
I see.
Just, you know, it's great for scratching the parts of your back where you can't reach.
I got you.
But, yeah.
All right.
That's about it.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. We'll see y'all later.
Wasn't there somebody in the traveling side shows that used to sleep on a bed of nails?
Yes. One of those shows, those like freak shows kind of deals. Yeah.
The McWayne Center up in Birmingham has a bed of nails that you can lay on. You lay on this flat board, and then you hold a button, and it slowly lowers where the nails come up.
But isn't it the idea that...
Oh,
and then you're laying on... And that's the whole point, is that...
Equalized pressure.
Exactly. So it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So that way you get nailed. Well, let's get back to our conundrum. Our conundrum this morning. One in five guys will...
Take
immediately.
Away from me, I'll shove it in your eye.
I'm not. I'm just wanting you to stop tapping. That's all.
What happened to Jay's eye? He got bicked.
You shoot your eye out.
One in five guys will end a relationship if the chick involved.
Oh, that's better.
What'd you call him the other day, Rich? Skirt. If the skirt.
I'll save that for the next one. What is this thing that she does that's a deal breaker?
If she forms her own opinion, I'm out of here. Oh, God, if she has an independent thought.
Mike.
Good, they were all agreed.
Good one, man.
Good, they were all agreed.
I should give you a prize just for that, man. That was great.
I was going to say smoking, but I'm not. I'm going to say you see pee standing up.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
She does that standing up. That is not the answer.
No, jeez.
No.
I was going to say you're so close, but you're not. Actually, I don't know what the answer is.
272-9228. Teresa.
Good morning.
Hi. What is this thing that one in five guys will end a relationship if a woman does what?
I'm going to say that she bites her fingernail.
Fingernail biters, eh? We'll have none of that around here. No, I'm sorry.
That's not it.
Thanks.
Linda.
I think it is.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
I'm on the edge, Linda, if you must know. If we're going to be honest about things.
You should. I'm honest every afternoon. If I get edgy, I let people know.
Oh, we know.
Well, I like to be in better control of my emotions, so I'm trying real hard right now.
I see.
Well, maybe it'll get better for you.
Fingers crossed for these guys, at least.
What you think?
Some females struggle, though, with that.
Females?
What you think, Linda?
I think maybe smoke.
Oh.
What a dopey reason to dump a woman. Because she smokes cigarettes? That's not it.
That's not it.
But okay, well, thank y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you. Take care. Actually, that might be a reason, though.
Yeah.
272-9228.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not looking for something long-term.
Well, I mean, if you don't, let's say you don't like that smell.
All right, Jay's got to collect some more calls, so while he's busy doing that.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Sell that seafood bistro.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
News Talk, who's this?
The resident female on the show.
Mm. Robert
C. Now, we've told you for quite some time about the glories of the seafood bistro. Jay sometimes helps out with that, but he's busy collecting calls right now. Tomorrow is Friday. If you're observing Lent, there are fish options for you, just so you're not stuck with run-of-the-mill stuff. You're going to love it. If you haven't checked it out yet, you should. And if you are a hungry, hungry hippo, which is... You remember the game, Hungry, Hungry Hippos?
I know, I do. I do remember the game.
Anyway, you can do the combination Craven platter where you can combine things like, you know, some snapper and maybe some butterfly shrimp or maybe the dressed catfish and some mahi-mahi. You can also enjoy wings as we get into the basketball season. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really know what is involved. You don't really tailgate for basketball, right? But you still get groups of people together to watch games, and wings are always good for groups of folks, and there's a plethora of options for you to choose your sauces and your heats and such over at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Find them online at theseafoodbistro.com. Give them a call, 279-7500. So many options for you to enjoy.
Are they on the waiter app?
They are on, they're on the waiter app, and I think we have another delivery app in the River region now, too. So just look them up. You can always call ahead of time and just swing by and pick it up and say hey to Paul and Jessica. They're the best, Roll Tide.
All righty. All right, back to the calls we got again. Here's the conundrum. One in five men will meet somebody, and if they find this out about her on the first date, they'll end the relationship.
Hmm.
What could this horrendous sin be that she commits? Robert.
How about no hanky-panky until they're married?
I see where you're going.
There'll be none of that until marriage. No?
That's not it.
It's a good guess. One in five guys, though, will say that's it. You know?
I'm out of here.
They learn this particular fact about a woman, and...
That's it, I'm out of here.
It's over. 272-9228 is the number. I am shocked, because I am certain if this has happened anywhere in the United States, it's happened in Alabama. Mm. You know?
Mm.
So what is this thing? A guy finds this out about a woman.
Oh, I think I just got it off that hint.
And he'll say, no, can't. So we got Capital City Classic tickets.
Right.
So you have passionate rooting interest for one or the other. It's the next best thing to the Iron Bowl, sort of.
Well, it's the Iron Bowl of baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to enjoy.
You know, some of the biggest attendance ever at Riverwalk has been during that game.
I understand that. 272-9228 is our number. Okay, so while Jay is queuing up a couple of more callers.
Why are these people still playing baseball?
It's extra innings now.
It's free baseball.
Spell it for me.
272-9228. Let's see what's happening on the roads.
As we take a final look at our traffic on a Thursday morning, Montgomery Skywatch doesn't see anything that's going to slow you down this morning. Everything is rolling great on the interstates. We don't have any problems on the boulevard, and the 31s are all clear. Let's be careful, and we will see you this afternoon. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, back to the phones we go. Again, the conundrum in place for tickets to the Max Capital City Classic and a $10 Seaver Bistro gift card. One out of five men will end a date or relationship with a woman if they learn this about her. What could it be? Luke.
Stabbed her ex-boyfriend.
Stabbed.
Nope, that is not the answer we're looking for.
And the answer doesn't include the word hand grenade either.
Steven.
Hi.
Yes.
What is this thing that a guy can learn about a woman that will end the relationship in one out of five cases?
They voted for the opposite candidate.
Oh. Voting for the opposite candidate.
Oh.
That is the best guess so far.
Uh-huh.
The winning answer's in a very parallel universe here.
I see.
So okay.
It's like that. Yeah, it's her opinion about something, but about what? He says, I'm sorry, I can't be with you.
See, in this case, we are in the dark too, folks.
I will not share my body with you if that's what you really, really...
If you want my body and you think...
Morris knows he can't win, but he texted an answer that's good, but it is not the winner. And thank you for coming to Bomb Hours last night. Oh, got to do the Bomb Hours winning word one more time. You know, who was at Bomb Hours last night? Was Eddie Bader.
Ah.
The ever so... If anybody has that certain Wessonality, it's Eddie Bader.
I haven't heard that word in a long time. That's good.
Florence Henderson. You know, I had lunch with Florence Henderson on her 70th birthday.
Is she a nice
She's
lady?
She's incredible.
Yeah?
And she looked great. And you know what? I honestly think she was trying to pick me up. I really
you think
did.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's talk? Who's this?
What's the matter there, Doubting Thomasina?
Oh, I think when she does...
I mean, why wouldn't she? You worked with Styx. Okay. You turned down Katie Couric. You stood Katie Couric up because you didn't want to deal with traffic.
Yeah.
Silly females.
Who's talk? Who's this? That's the first letter of your life.
Quicks are for chicks.
All right, let's go to Jeff to see if he can... win this thing. Go ahead, Jeff. What's this thing that ends? Well, one out of five guys will say that's it. I'm done. No relationship with you.
What do you think?
That's got to be she's a fan of the other team.
He says it's because she's a fan of the other team, and that is the winning answer.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you said Alabama, and that was a big tip off
right
there. Yeah.
Now, I could see, now I'm not single, obviously, but if I was on a date today and I just happened to bring up a conversation, who'd you vote for in the last election?
Right.
And if they said, I'd leave a $100 bill on the table and say, enjoy the rest of your day.
But, you know, there are a lot of mixed marriages in Alabama, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Auburn and Alabama fans.
There are.
That's got to be tough.
Passions run high.
Uh-huh.
But I still don't think that that's worth, unless you're really just absolutely, completely incapable.
Yeah.
That's not really a good reason to win. Anyway, you've won tickets for the Max Capital City. Who will you be rooting for in that game, by the way?
I don't have a team in that setup, so yeah, I'm good either way.
Yeah, I don't exactly know which section you'll be sitting in either, so.
Right. Well,
that's awesome.
That's good.
That's awesome. I'll go.
Okay.
Hang on. And, Bill, good morning. We got a winner. We just wanted to say hello.
Good morning. Great job.
Hey, thanks.
We did a great job?
Hey, Jeff.
Of course. Always.
We appreciate you calling. Thanks for staying on the line, man.
Appreciate the support very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty.
I'm getting noticed that maybe we should hang out in the studio for a while and not venture downstairs.
Oh.
From the front door to the kitchen, apparently.
My goodness.
Lord.
A lot of weird activity downstairs this morning.
We're in the Twilight Zone.
We have some Morning Maroon nominees coming up, including a rapper. Not because his lyrics are stupid, just because of his curiosity about a particular word.
Right.
So if you want to find out who that is and what they asked, that is coming up right now at 8:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We have an incredible string of weather going on. Just to put this many days together in the month of March is just amazing. It's not that there haven't been any storm systems. It's storm systems have been passing to the south of us and to the north of us, and we've been in the mid-ground, and we're going to be nice right on through the weekend. Next storm system is Monday. For today, mostly sunny with a high around 69. Breezy today. Northwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly. Overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Friday, start of a great weekend if you got spring break this weekend, you have hit the jackpot. Sunshine, but nice, high 71. Saturday's high 74. Sunday's high 77. A textbook perfect weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Of course, several degrees cooler down at the beach because of the cooler Gulf water, which is at 65. Showers and thunderstorms return on Monday. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 13. Temperature is 49 with scattered clouds now at 8:37.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Is there a drip in your life that you like to get rid of?
Yes.
You like to really get rid of this drip? Well, let me suggest our
there
friends.
There is actually something.
You know what?
I'm not hijacking your thing or whatever, but the cold water knob in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
There's cold, there's ice cold water that comes out of it and like runs along the shower wall.
Yeah.
So you could be taking a hot shower, but mm-hmm. your feet are a little chilly because the cold water is coming down from more of the
Is it coming from the knob that turns on the water?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the same issue.
Has it ever bothered you, let's say, in off hours, like on a weekend or in the middle of the night?
Well,
or
absolutely.
On a holiday?
Think about what time we get up to get ready to come into work, and I don't consider 4 o'clock an on hour.
No, let me tell you that our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire, even if you pick up the phone at 4 a.m. or on a holiday, they're going to pick up the phone. They're going to answer it because they're ready to go 24 hours a day to 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. See, that's the deal. Some other plumbers might answer on a weekend or in the middle of the night, but you're going to pay for it. Well, and not at Plumbing by Luke Wire. So give them a call, and I got the whole house plumbing inspection because I wanted to know, is there a problem that's ready to become a major problem that I don't know about? And I got a good report, and that's that makes me sleep a little bit better knowing that there's not something that's going to happen weird when I go out of town that they know of, all right? So as they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thanks, Rich. At 840, we have your local news. Morgan Freeman with thoughts about spring. The Baumhauer's winning word, if you missed it so far this morning, that will be coming up. And then our Morning Maroon nominees. It's 840.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A pair of suspected drug dealers are facing multiple charges after police raid a mobile home. Police say 34-year-old Timothy Brown and 36-year-old Inez Woods were arrested during that raid. They tell us this happened early Tuesday morning at a mobile home in the 800 block of Utah Street in Selmont. The Alabama Special Education Advisory Panel met yesterday in Elmore County. The panel discussed ways to help students with disabilities transition into secondary education and the workforce. and the Wellness Coalition of Montgomery is celebrating 20 years of service. To mark the occasion, the nonprofit will launch new programs to help residents in Montgomery, Lowndes, and Macon counties get better access to health care services. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 24th, 1976. I was fishing in a lake when my reel started spinning wildly. After a few minutes, I finally snapped my line back, and a giant rainbow catfish with neon eyes and laser whiskers landed on my boat with a thud. He looked at me and said, "Mr. Freeman, I'll give you $1 million if you return me to the lake." But I didn't. Instead, I mounted him on my wall. And to this day, he serves as a reminder to never go fishing after I drop acid.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 912757.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. We're renting out pontoon boats where you can cruise up and down the river and enjoy your family and friends. And all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. You don't have to have any kind of boating license. We can get you fixed up and you can have a good time. So all that information you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page, either one. And now let's talk about good eating. Those royal red shrimp, those shrimp from Argentina. Those big old fat snow crabs, all that out of the steamer. We'll go over to the grill, cook you up hamburgers, ribeye steaks, about an amberjack poor boy, good old grouper, swordfish. We know you're getting hungry. Now let's talk about entertainment, because it's all going on at the Oyster Bar this week. Man, we're so happy Eden Brent's back, that old boogie-woogie Mississippi piano playing girl, and she'll play some of that lowdown blues. And I'm telling y'all, we're going to have fun down here. That's every Sunday at 5, we bring you live entertainment, so get down here with your family, come soon, and come hungry.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today, official beginning of spring.
I am in a fantastic mood today, and I don't know why.
I better call the doctor, because I've got spring fever.
That is great, and it makes you feel good.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What kind of mood elevator are you on?
Good morning, sunshine.
They've been in remarkably good moods.
I bet you just fart, sunshine.
If he gets too much direct sunlight, he'll die.
No way.
Walking on sunshine. Weather.
happy camper.
You'd be happy, happy.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
pickles.
Fried pickles at Baumhauer's. Pickles is the winning word. And they're so good, you can't have just one.
Great. They are really good.
Somebody's got an appetizer plate full of those.
Oh, my gosh.
Have one. And then try and stop.
One of my favorite thing at Baumhauer's is the pickles.
It's really good. What did I have last night? I had the bomb burger, which is incredibly awesome. Mr. Bitterbottle has the Havana bowl, which is
what's in the Havana?
It's their grilled chicken, yeah. Rice and beans.
It's really good.
And
it kind of helps to cut your carbs back.
Oh yeah.
It's all good. Our friend Marianne loves the Nana's wrap. And that's a Baumhauer original chicken salad recipe. It's served with fruit, and it's delicious.
I bet it's a family recipe.
Almost everything they have has some type of connection to a family recipe book. Mm-hmm. And Bob married into his wife, Leslie, has a number of things on the menu that she's contributed. Her meatloaf, Leslie's meatloaf. And having eaten at their house, I can tell you, Bob... He's always trying to learn or find the next great thing in food, a way to tweak something to make it special. He just, you know, doesn't want to sit there with the same menu 5 years from today. He'll have you know, enough new items on there, so there's turnover.
Yeah, my brother called me last night to let me know that they're opening up one close to his house in Vestavia. He's very excited about.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What about Prattville, Bob? I got to get. I'm going to get the big guy on the phone and say, Bob, Prattville is waiting for the go on a restaurant there.
Someday, Owassa.
Well, maybe.
We can only hope.
But maybe not in our lifetimes, but right. Emily or Jay, probably theirs. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Looking for the dumbest of dumb. Which reminds me, we should be calling. We'll just talk to Randy at the end of the hour.
Okay.
Because we've got this started. We can't stop. Chance the Rapper is nominee number one. He was tweeting about how old the Earth is, and he said he was doubtful that it's 4.54 billion years old. He said, I know it's old, trees and rocks and alligators and stuff, but I give this joint a million years on the high side. Then he dropped a million years on the high side. Then he dropped this question. Does dinosaur refer to how old they are, or is that just that they were animals and not humans?
Oh, you're kidding.
Whoa.
Well, you better come up with some better ones, because so far, Chance has my vote.
This... And this little punk has millions of dollars in the bank. But that's what makes America great. Right?
What is that saying of better to keep your mouth shut and let them think you're a fool than to open it and prove them right?
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah. All right. Our next nominee from Minneapolis, the 37-year-old guy who still lives with his parents, millennial, got kicked out on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking. Bad enough you're still living with your mother, but you're sitting in the basement with a bottle. Mom arranged to have him stay with a friend instead and wanted to drive him there, but he wouldn't get into her SUV. Instead, he laid down in the driveway. This is a 37-year-old man, and then dared her to run him over.
Well.
And she did.
Sometimes you just get pushed to your limit, y'all.
Oh, my God.
You're right there on the edge, and then something pushes you over.
I will testify for this woman. Her 37 years in the basement drunk...
37?
Really?
37 years in the basement.
His mom is 58. She's facing charges for second-degree assault and reckless driving.
Wow.
But she's not the craziest person in her family, and neither is the son. Turns out she is the sister of a woman named Lois Reese, who's currently facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband and also for killing some woman who looked like her and stealing her identity.
Wow.
Our final nominee.
Maybe he should be sitting in the basement drinking and not reproducing and carrying that line forward.
Well, there's something to be said for that, I guess.
And then finally, we have a guy who got in a high-speed chase with police outside L.A. last night. They had to perform a pit maneuver to stop him, mm-hmm. and then things got weird. They ordered him out of the car at gunpoint. He complied. But when they continued to shout orders at him, he stopped listening and just started breakdancing in the middle of the street. Police are not sure if he was on drugs or alcohol. His moves weren't professional level or anything.
Maybe he got to that what the heck moment.
Apparently so.
Tasing will stop breakdancing.
Yes, it will.
It took 20 seconds, but what they eventually...
Happened?
So who's the dumbest...
Seattle just scored?
Well, it looks like Seattle they did 5-4.
In the 12th?
Yeah.
Jay, just that reaction from you.
Bases were loaded. They only had one out. The guy hit a... It just hit a short little hop to second.
Part of that Ichikou Park guy, dude.
They tried to do a double play on it, but the throw to first was a little wild.
Oh.
And what? He was called safe.
Oh. And so...
Well, that's D. Gordon. He's got some speed.
So. They're going to do the replay here for you.
Let's take a look.
There's the pitch.
Oh, he's...
Just,
really?
Just a little thing. He gets it to second. We're good there. But this throw...
Whoop. Oh, bad throw. That's an error. Error on the shortstop.
I'm going with Chance on this one.
And
Chance the rapper? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it, they call them dinosaurs because they're...
That, he's throwing, he's a million
he's
years
he's talking
the
out,
earth.
You know, a million on the high side.
Thinking, oh, it's just
you
a
know.
Million. What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
We got to give him that. Last night was great to see Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group with our gang at Baumhauer's, Eddie and friends. And I swear, you know, I work our whole area there, the, you know, the round tables
you
and
do.
The booths. And... Every time I pass Eddie's table, he's smiling. Everybody at the table's laughing and having a good time. This guy has one of those incredible energy levels. I use the word Westonality in jest. Eddie's just a guy who loves what he does. Loves, I mean, he needs listings. If you're ready to list your home, you'd be nuts to give it to anybody but Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Because nobody works harder to get it out there and marketed than this guy. 322-0662. If you're looking for a home, call Eddie. He knows this market inside out and upside down, and you won't waste time looking at homes that don't fit. It's like, you know, I always joke about him having a drive-up window. I'll take the combo, Eddie. I need the house with the two bedrooms and the pool, please, with a small backyard. What you need. So, you know, because you don't want to be looking at fixer-uppers. You don't want to look at houses that just don't even come close to what you're interested in. So let him lead the way so you're not wasting your time. And he will help them determine what a good offer for the home is. Paying closing costs, home inspections, termite inspections, all of those things that come up. And working with a good closing attorney. So you have a hassle-free, smooth transition. Taking the angst out of the home buying process and the listing process. So you have a property. Keep this guy busy. I don't want him on the streets getting into trouble. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. I said it in just a quarter.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Welcome to spring. This is it. You've got 3 months to get in shape so you can fit into your summer swimsuit. Time to get down to business and start really pumping iron and working out in the gym. Starting next week.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I'm still kind of basking in the afterglow of my letter from Melania Trump.
Oh, I missed that this morning.
To Gregory Benjamin. She misses me and wants me.
That's not what it says.
All right, she wants my donation. But still, a man can think.
Females just want your money.
Well, in many cases, that is true. It is 8:57 joining us now. From his location, about a mile, a third of a mile south of the Prattville McDonald's, the uptown Prattville McDonald's, is Randy Burkholder from Prattville Farm Center. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Get it hard to believe we're almost at the end of April. That's what's mind-boggling to me.
The end of March.
Yeah. Or getting to the 1st of April.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got it's an issue.
Right.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit spacey at the end of the shows.
As long as it's not Kevin.
Still bouncing back, so I'm going to let Randy take the floor, take the ball and run with it here as we wrap up.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened yesterday.
What?
This is a good one. All right, I had a fella come in here, and he'd been to one of the local chain stores around, and he said, Randy, let me ask you something. He said, is gypsum the same as lime? And I said, no. Why? And he said, well, I went to the chain store and asked him about it. Asked two different people, and they said, yeah, gypsum is just the same thing as lime. Well, it is not the same thing. You know, both of them are thrown out on the ground, do different things. You know, you put gas in a tank, you put diesel in a tank, but they're different.
Right.
Well, my point is, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that we don't know up here at Prattville Farm Center. A whole lot. Every day we run across things we don't know. We could be dealing with a tractor part 1 minute, and the next minute a sick horse or an animal, you know, trying to sort that out, or a weed problem or a bug problem or all kind of stuff. So we run into all kind of stuff we don't know. But the point is, we tell you when we don't know the answers to the question. It's important, you know, and that's a pet peeve of mine, to shop at a place where supposedly you can trust the employee.